This is Drunk
Jester Media.
Magic is not an exact science. However, that's the last thing any wizard would want. Very convenient, they say, that just when we'd decided some phenomenon was an inexplicable product of wild arcane forces and fate, some specky nerd in a coat comes along talking about experimental evidence or the rain cycle. What happened to the good old days when a vague reference to the tides of chaos could get you published in Magic's Monthly?
7. Oh, 8. 7 again. Shit.
What are you doing?
Counting how many people are in the bar. 6.
I think they can hear you.
5. Patrick, stay.
I have to water my, cat.
Coward!
Oof, your charm is working overtime.
No, hey! Don't go!
4. 3. And there we go.
Hey, at least you've still got all of us.
You work here. Nolan's music turns people away, and Gilroy is a charity case.
And not a tax-deductible one.
I know it's slow season, but this is ridiculous.
Maybe we're boring.
The Dragon's Rest isn't boring. There's plenty to do.
You're right, Shax. You can drink, play darts. Drink and play darts.
I call it darts on easy mode. Much easier to hit the bullseye when you see two of them.
Is that really all we do?
I mean, we could go up on the roof and throw eggs at people.
How does that attract customers?
Well, it will... Well, then I'm out of ideas.
That was one idea. You're out of an idea, genius.
I wouldn't worry. Life's full of this sort of thing. Any second now, something or someone exciting will walk through that door.
The way you said it, I was sure.
No, no, me too.
The name is Basil Reynard Ellsworth III, and I need 3 things. A bucket of water, a wrench,
and a pint.
Yay!
In the city of Farwater, heroic hopefuls seek out their maiden quests in seedy bars. But this is not their story. This is the story of those who make their home within such a tavern. The servers, minstrels, drunks, and more, whose lives center around the Dragon's Rest. This week's tale, The Mystery Stick.
That's the engine reattached.
What is this thing?
This? This is a personal invention of mine. The Aromatic Copter 2000.
What does it do?
Well, up until 30 minutes ago, it was keeping me in the airborne. I was several hundred feet above the restrictive field of locomotion, you know, as the ground.
It's a flying machine.
In essence, but your primitive city guard shot me down. The simpleton thought I was a dragon.
You must be really smart.
What is he scoffing at?
Flying machine. You expect us to believe that something that heavy can just fly?
The propellers certainly aren't ceremonial.
Okay, listen. You'd have to be a mage of considerable reputation to pull that off, and I've never heard of you.
No magic about it. This machine runs entirely through the wonderful science of the combustion.
Science. Wow, that's hogwash. Next you're gonna tell me that disease is caused by tiny little creatures in our bodies, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact, actually...
No, it's an imbalance of the humors. Basic medicine. Wow.
Then please... Humor me a moment longer. Ugh. She's almost back in the flying shape. Nolan, was it? Pass me that driving gear from my satchel, please.
Sure thing. This is?
No! My word, no. The tool to the right of that.
What is this, then?
Never mind. Just put it back, okay?
This is?
Yes! Wonderful. Oh, have you ever considered the field of the aeronautical engineering?
No. Should I?
She hasn't considered the feel of basic arithmetic either.
Gilroy!
Ow!
Who knows, Miss Nolan? A woman like yourself could be a welcome sight in my laboratory. I love that eagerness to learn.
Oh, I... well, I could. Maybe.
Ow, what the... I didn't even say anything that time.
I could see what you were thinking. Call it preemptive.
With that... Doubt all you want, Mr. Magician! But this is science at work!
I'm a mage, not a magician.
Did you want to say that a little louder? I don't think he could hear you over the sound of how wrong you were.
I bet I could do that.
Prove it.
Well, I don't feel like it.
Convenient.
Nolan?
Mm?
What have you got there?
Oh, I forgot to put it in his bag before he left.
The group circled around the strange mechanical device. It was metal, with a few hinges and switches along the length.
Yep, I know exactly how this works.
He didn't.
Clearly, it's some sort of wand.
I thought he was a man of science. Aren't wands, magic-y?
Oh, Billy, you have so much to learn in this world. Clearly, he is a mage, but he's trying to con us all into thinking science is real.
Oh, okay, But why?
I don't know. He must profit from it.
How?
Somehow.
This train of thought isn't getting very far.
It'll be lucky to make it out of the station.
I just need to lay some more track. I'll take this device and study it, and soon
Hold on. Basil said I had the eagles to be smart.
The what?
The eagerness to learn.
Yeah, that's it. I should be the one to study it. Gilroy, you're not the only one who can do smart things, you know.
Nolan. It took years of practice to get to where I am.
The proud owner of a bar stool molded to your ass.
The man who once chewed on a coaster because the bar peanuts were out of reach.
Drunk?
No, a wizard with copious knowledge.
Of magic? This is some sort of science machine.
Oh, I promise you it isn't.
Well, I think it is. And if I figure it out, maybe Basil will show me his laboratory.
Yeah, why go through the trouble when clearly a few bats of your eyelashes will get you right in?
Gilroy.
Whatever.
Oh, Jax, look! One!
Really? No, he doesn't count.
I don't count!
Oh, it's good to hear you admit it.
Oh, it's easy, Magnus. Look. One, two, the other one, five.
What are you holding there?
Oh, it's my science stick.
Science? I heard of that. It's like magic, but better, right?
Okay, you guys are all doing this on purpose, right?
It makes a cool clicking noise when you pull this.
Does it do anything else?
I don't think. Oh, it does that!
What if it's a puzzle?
Maybe there's something inside.
I'll solve it! I'm a master picklock.
Are you? I thought your heroic MO was just smashing everything in your path until you got paid.
Smashing everything in my path doesn't work on chastity belts.
Oh, the irony.
Wait. Magnus, would you pay a crown to try and solve the puzzle?
If I could keep whatever the price is, I'd pay five.
I think I just figured out how to bring people back to the rest.
Step right up, some of y'all.
One and all.
This is my mystery stick. If you can solve it, you win the stick and the prize inside.
What's the prize?
Don't know.
No, we do. It's a secret. Five crown for a minute's attempt.
I'll try.
Thank you.
And begin. Jax, I feel like I should have something to make a big noise to start the time.
We'll find something. I'm gonna go check in my office. Billy, how are those posters coming?
They're coming along.
It just needs to advertise the mystery stick and the dragon's rest. We'll put them up all over Farwall.
I get it. You can't rush art, Jax.
Show me what you have so far. Is that supposed to be me?
Yes. And then you've got the stick, and it's glowing.
Oh, it's glowing.
What do you mean?
They look like stink lines.
I knew they were too squiggly.
Billy, the mystery stick doesn't glow.
Then how will people know it's mysterious, Shax?
Do mysterious things glow?
Every time Sir Reginald has to find a magical artifact, it's always glowing. Basic stuff, Shax.
Didn't we decide it wasn't magic?
It definitely is magic.
Why are you two in my office?
We're looking for eggs.
Gilroy and I are gonna go up onto the roof and throw eggs.
Yes, I know. I don't keep eggs in my office.
Then where do you keep the eggs?
What if it's just a weird art piece?
What is?
The mystery stick. Keep up, Shax. Come on. Well, Magnus, then it's not magic. Because if it does anything cool, then it's magic.
Go get in line, then.
I'm not giving you my money just to turn the study of the arcane into some spectacle, okay? If it is arcane, of course. And if it's not, then I'd just be wasting my money, huh?
Scared Nolan will be right.
I said what I said. Where are the damn eggs?
Not in the office!
What if it's... No, never mind.
What if it's what?
Listen, I'm being serious here.
What?
I know what sort of reputation I have. You're gonna make fun of me.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but Magnus, we promise we won't make fun of you.
Speak for yourself. What?
Come on, Magnus. Maybe you've cracked it.
It's, sort of long and cylindrical.
Yes.
Well, it could be, a pleasure device. No, hold on, you promised!
A pleasure device. Oh, Magnus, you are nothing if not entirely consistent.
If anyone took that out of their little black bag in my bedroom, I'd be halfway across the green seas before they figured out how to switch it on.
Yeah.
Oh, Magnus. As fun as it is tearing you down, my friend, I just thought of where I can find some eggs.
Sorry, a pleasure device.
Yes.
Does it tell jokes?
Oh, Billy. Oh, can I tell him? Oh, please.
Billy, come here. The thing about...
Well, yes, of course I know that.
And women? Men, too? Oh. But doesn't that mean... Well, I can't imagine a cucumber was... And they put it where? Oh, no!
Does that clear things up?
No. Honestly, it confuses a lot more things for me.
I take it those aren't common in Havenbrook.
Certainly not. The only thing that shape and size was a pestle my mother had. Well, she lost the mortar, but she said that didn't matter to her, which I never really... Oh, God.
It's a pretty normal and healthy thing, Billy. Many women and other people... What are you doing?
I'm updating the posters.
Hold on, don't draw that.
Time's up.
Oh, one more minute, Nolan. I've almost got it.
Another 5 crown, Patrick.
I went to the grocery before. Here, I've got fresh robin eggs.
Shax!
What?
Are we accepting eggs?
No, we're not bartering.
I'll try.
Hello, strange hooded figure. It's 5 crowns.
I carry with me no crown, but should you pass it to me, I will wow and amaze this audience with its awesome scientific powers.
I don't know.
Don't you want to prove Gilroy wrong?
How do you know Gilroy?
Tales of that mage have reached further than any other. A powerful man, to be sure, but you have this chance to outsmart him.
Okay.
Oh, it's gone dark.
By the gods, what vile wizardry.
Why do you talk like that?
Anyone got a torch?
Would you all relax? Someone left the back door open and the draft blew out the lamps. Nolan, I am putting the lights back on.
The mystery stick, it's gone.
So is the mysterious stranger.
I prefer handsome stranger, but mysterious will do.
Basil! Genius! You stole back your own device!
Did I? How odd. Because I came here looking for it.
So if you weren't the mysterious stranger...
Hi, Basil.
My dear girl, did you happen to misplace that device I saw you holding?
I... I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to. And then I thought maybe I could figure it out and you'd bring me to see the workshop.
Don't be silly. You could have just as easily batted those lovely eyes at me and I'd have invited you.
Oh.
Hang on. A hooded figure, too broke to pay 5 crown, with an uncommonly high estimation of Gilroy.
Oh. Oh, do you think...
Oh, I'm beginning to.
Gilroy must have a friend he's never told us about, who's just as poor as him.
Close, Nolan. Very close.
So, if I've got this right, you've stolen my device, used it as a showpiece for your establishment, then lost it to the bar drunk.
That about sums it up.
Right. Well, you should be expecting several lawsuits after this. The most pressing matter, though, is the retrieving that device from that beer-soaked hairball.
It's not dangerous, is it, Basil?
My boy, if this device were to get into the wrong hands, wars would break out, tyranny would reign, the very power structures of this world would be... undone!
So it's not just a fancy thing to keep your keys in?
Or for ladies to, enjoy their own company with?
No. Although... if you are interested, I carry both items in my shop. Here's my card. The address is on the back.
All right. Where could the idiot be hiding, then?
My fresh eggs! Who stole my eggs?
Was that the roof?
I know where he is. Gilroy, stop!
You don't know what you are dealing with here, magician.
Mage! Man, I'm a mage, all right? I don't need to explain myself to you, because I did it. I worked it out.
You all thought that old Gilroy was just gonna give up, didn't you?
Well, take a look at this. A thunking noise. I got it to make a thunk. We did the clicking, then Nolan got the sliding, but it was me, Gilroy, that got the thunk. I am the wizard of the thunk. Grandmaster of thunkery.
All right, yes. Bravo. We're all very, very, very impressed, but please, just put down the device.
No, I'm not giving this up until I solve every facet of your crappy little puzzle.
It's not
like,
that
what's
puzzle.
This switch do?
It does that.
Gilroy! You killed him!
Billy, get something to staunch the wound with.
Oh, I know.
No, Billy, those are the posters.
He's bleeding out, Shax.
But the bar.
Shax.
Okay, yes, give them here.
They were rubbish anyway. The lines were always just too squiggly.
I did it.
Oh. I owe my life to you.
So, lawsuits. Yay or nay? I'm leaning nay. How are you feeling?
Yes, I'm still absolutely suing you.
Ah, well, worth a try.
Now, I must be off. My marvelous flying machine awaits me. And you tell that Nolan. She's a welcome to swing by any time as long as she...
We'll relay the message.
Oh. All right, then.
And zero. Bar is empty again.
It's too bad he wouldn't leave us the mystery stick. People really like trying to solve it.
Yeah. Oh!
What is it?
Billy, if it was the puzzle of the thing that kept people invested, we don't need the mystery stick. We just need a new mystery.
Shax, you're a genius!
Now, what sort of thing could we use?
Ahem. What about this?
Magnus, where did you get that?
It was in Basil's bag. I went through it when you were taking that lead out of him.
A man of virtue to the bitter end, Magnus.
Yeah. Well, look what this does.
Oh.
It's...
a good mystery, right?
Does it look like a cucumber to you, Shax?
Was that an egg?
Ah, fuck off.
Hey.
Oh. Hey.
Can I join?
I guess so.
Hey!
Nice one.
Thanks. I know I'm not very smart, Gilroy. I can't read, I can't do numbers, and I certainly was never going to figure out how to make the mystery stick thunk. But for once, I thought someone saw something in me. For real this time.
Didn't he?
He said, lovely eyes.
Ah.
So, he said it nicer than you did, at least.
Nolan, the smart thing is my thing.
Yeah, I know, I...
No. Nolan, it's my only thing, okay? Look, you ever read obituaries? My uncle was a real piece of work. I mean, just the worst. And when he died, you know what they wrote about him? He met the king's butler once. I mean, not even the king. An entire life, and the best part about him was how he once met someone who knew someone interesting. What if all mine says is he was clever sometimes? Meanwhile, I could write paragraphs for yours.
I wouldn't be able to read it anyway.
Well, yes, you'd be dead.
Oh, right. I was just thinking because I can't read.
Scientists would call what Nolan and Gilroy had demonstrated a natural sociological tendency towards companionship. Wizards would deem it a wild act of the fates bringing destined pairings together. I would just call it what it is. Friendship.
Stop throwing eggs at my flying machine, you wizards, you warlocks, you bastards!
So even if you don't like people who have cucumbers, you still want to use one for...
I am begging you to stop asking me about this.
This episode of Dragon's Rest was written and directed by Darcy Thompson. It was co-directed by Aura Myers. Darcy Thompson starred as Billy Barlow, with Caroline Portant as Shax, Anthony Abdo as Gilroy, Olivia Bernabe as Nolan, and Matthew Maiolo as Magnus. It also featured Alex Carroll as Basil Reynard Airsworth III, with various other voices provided by Duncan Richards and Taylor Harris Butler. Music composed by Tan Onwimon. Post-sound services provided by Peepaw's Basement Films. The live oboe in the theme was performed by Sonia Mateus, with a whistle and Elan pipes performed by Tan Onwimon. Nolan's lute was performed by David Kuroski. Sound design and mix by Michael Spencer. Foley by Daniel Smythe Temple. Podcast art by Jack Homer. If you enjoyed our program, make sure to leave a review. You can find The Dragon's Rest online at dragonsrestshow.com or on Twitter and Instagram at Dragon's Rest Show. Special thanks to SAG-AFTRA and our GoFundMe donors. For more information, check the show notes. This episode was, as always, narrated by me, Richard Thompson. Until your next stay with us, remember, if seeking to defeat Dentata, the evil tooth fairy of Whitecliff, know it is perilous. If you survive, it may be by the skin of your teeth.